For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kevin Reed. We're joined by redshirt junior quarterback Jared Henning out of Jackson, Wisconsin. And Jared, tough loss for the team to swallow this past Saturday. What do you need to do to improve your performances?
I think a big thing is just capitalizing. We're there. We're very close on a lot of like red zone, and we just can't. It just seems like we don't come up short. So I think a lot of that's on us as an offense. We just got to punch it in. And so that's going to be our big focus this week, especially coming in playing number one Mankato. We know we got to be sharp and we got to be on our game.
And you mentioned taking advantage. You had three turnovers in a row there to start the second half. We're only able to get 10 points.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. Our defense is, they're ball hawks. They get a lot of turnovers for us, and so we got to utilize that and we got to capitalize. So as an offense, that's going to be a big focus as well. Just we need points, and we can't really settle for field goals. We need a lot more touchdowns than what we've been getting.
You as a quarterback run the ball quite a bit, and you're very effective at it. Have you been that effective throughout your career all the way through the levels, or is this kind of something new?
No, I've always been generally a bigger guy, so I've been using kind of the run game to benefit me. So I think our coaches put a really good scheme together, especially with Drew and Jalen and the other running backs. We have a really good run game, so I'm just kind of there to hopefully try to complement them, take some pressure off them.
And you mentioned the number one team in the nation coming to town this weekend, Minnesota State. What do the Beavers need to do to be effective and come out with a win?
We just can't shoot ourselves in the foot. We're pretty excited for the opportunity. You know, not every day you get to play the number one team in the country. And so it's kind of going to be a big game for us. But we know that if we play our game and a couple things fall our way, we can be right there at the end of the game.
Looking at some off-the-field things for you, you were named to the academic all-conference team last year. How do you balance your class schedule and your football schedule and everything that goes into it?
It's a lot of just where do you put your time. It's a lot of you spend in the library, you spend at home studying. You just kind of got to focus and kind of put priorities. I take a pride in a lot of my academics because I know that's eventually what's going to help me succeed in life. So take pride in both, but kind of focus on school and football at the same time.
And this year you were named one of 22 people in Division II to the Goodwill team from, the Good Works team from Allstate. It's about community involvement. What kinds of things are you involved in the community?
I'm involved in a lot, quite a bit here on campus. The SAC president, which is like our student athlete advisory committee. So with that, we do a lot of fundraisers for Make-A-Wish Foundation. I'm the male representative on the Title IX committee. I'm one of the lead members of our Fellowship of Christian Athletes here on campus. Just kind of whatever we need help in, I try to help Brad and the other media guys or whatever coaches ask for me to do, I try to help them with.
Do you drive the bus on the road too?
I do not drive the bus, no. Probably don't want to trust me with that.
Tell us a little bit about your hometown, Jackson, Wisconsin.
It's a small little town of about 8,000 people. We actually do not have a public high school in the town. So there's about four surrounding public high schools. I actually went to a private high school, Kettlemarine Lutheran. But it's a small little town. It's very home-friendly, and kind of miss it. I've been away from it for 4 years. So eventually I'm looking forward to getting back there.
And you were a two-sport athlete in high school, football, basketball. What made you stick with football?
I think part of it was my senior year football. I broke my ankle, so I missed half the season, and it kind of made me motivated to kind of continue my football career. I just had one coach in high school that always pushed me to play college football, and Bemidji came calling, and I accepted it right away.
Talk about Bemidji. What attracted you to Bemidji State?
I love the lake. Kind of feels like I'm going to school at my cabin. I actually have a boat up here, so we spend a lot of time on the lake in summer, me and a bunch of the teammates. I love the family atmosphere. It's a small town, and it's just a great place to go to school.
Jared, thanks for your time. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it a lot.
Junior redshirt junior quarterback Jared Henning on the Beaver Radio Network.